Oh, great. Look at that. You're awake. I was honestly starting to think that you've fucking died on me or something. But good. I'm glad you're up, and I'm glad you're doing fine, I hope. I know that it's a little jarring, your situation right now. Chained up and what have you, you're no longer in your bed. I don't know if you remember me at all. I know it wasn't that long ago, but, you know, I've frequented your house quite often and did a little bit of, you know, experimenting with some stuff to kind of make you a little more tired, a little more lethargic, a little more forgetful. Let's not get into the details just yet, just because that's not really important. I mean, right now what's really important is that you're here, you're awake, you're not dead, you know. Oh, yeah, no, well, you're pretty far from home, tell you that much. You were out for 10 hours, give or take, to and from. Yeah, so, anyway, I think it's time that we get to know a little bit more about each other. Well, not really. I mean, I know everything about you at this point. You don't really know me. You don't really know what I'm all about. You've seen me once, twice, kind of. I broke into your house that one time, remember? Kind of put a knife to you, nicked you a little bit, and you were all freaked out, and I told you if you called the cops, you would have died. And, unfortunately, I kind of started spiraling after that. So, I thought maybe we could have kept that relationship just as is. But, clearly, that wasn't possible. That wasn't sustainable, if that's the best way to put it, right? So that's why you're here. That's why you're downstairs. You're chained up. This is my home. Welcome. I'm sorry I didn't really get to make anything for you. And I'm sure you're very hungry or you're very thirsty. I'll figure that out after. But, you know, I couldn't really find anyone else quite like you, right? Because I originally thought, hey, maybe if we keep this up, I'll get tired of you and I'll move on to someone else. I'll move on to someone new. And that didn't happen. So here we are. And I don't know. I'm just a very curious person. I just wanted to see how far it would go, and I know it seems all very thought out, you know, there's chains in this bitch's basement and whatever. Yeah, maybe it was, you know, really meticulously thought out, because I don't know how to say this. I'm a little bit shy and I'm a little bit uncertain about the words that I use to express myself. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not love, per se. I wouldn't really say it's love. Love is just, I don't know. Love is whatever. It's not something for me. I don't think I'm in love. I don't know. I'll come back to it. Right now, that's not important. Right now, it's, oh, shit. I'm sorry. Just looking at you like this, it's really doing something to me, and, I don't know if I can really hold myself back, and, oh, man. Yeah, I know, it's probably a little bit cold. I kind of left you with really nothing on. And, Yeah, you got a really nice body. I like that. I like that. You look really, really good. The way you are, all chained up like that, and you can't move. Yeah, that's really nice. No, so please stop crying. Please stop. This is... the more you cry, the more it's getting to my head. The more I see you suffer, the more I want to dish it out. And, well, I really, I really cannot wait for all the fun that we're going to have tonight and for however long I'm going to keep you for. I know you can't really speak right now. I apologize for that. You're in good hands. You're in good hands, and I promise you, you're gonna feel good. I'm gonna feel good. We're all just gonna have one, you know, jolly good old fucking time. So, I mean, the heater is on. The heater's on down here. We've got heat down here. You know, it doesn't look very luxurious. I know it's just brick and, you know, unfinished floor and chains and whatever, but, yeah, so, you know, I am very sorry for how this really all turned out, and, man, I just really want to see, I guess, okay, fine, we'll be honest, between you and I, really, because I honestly don't think you're really going to survive tonight, so, between you and I just really want to see you bleed. And I saw you, and I knew that you're going to be the one, you're going to be the one for me, you're going to be the one for me to bleed, so it's not love. So don't get it twisted, I'm not in love with you, maybe I'm obsessed with you, and maybe I just want to keep you because it's some kind of, you know, property thing that I own someone, and, just for me. And I really couldn't, you know, bear the idea of you kind of just living your life just as if we didn't really know each other. And if that shit was not fucking flying by me, that was not flying by me. So, I'm going to, you're going to be my little, sex slave for tonight, okay? You're going to do whatever the fuck I want, because I want to get off, right? I don't want to, I don't want to waste tonight without getting off with you again, because number one, your tongue feels really good, right? And I really want to know what that cock tastes like. All right, so I'm already really fucking horny, and I'm gonna need you to cooperate. Well, you're gonna cooperate anyway, right? Because I have ways to make you cooperate. Ways to make you do what I want you to do. So, right, okay. So, okay. Since you're already on your knees, why don't we start with that? Right? I'm just gonna take my skirt off. You already know how this goes because we did it before, and this is not new. All right. We're gonna have a little bit of, we're gonna have a little bit of fun. We're gonna have some bloodletting. We're gonna have some, cunnilingus, right? And we're gonna also have a little bit of a blowjob, right? Just a little something for you as well, because I don't want to leave you out, right? That's not fair. So, yeah, just open your mouth. Just open your fucking mouth right now. Open your fucking mouth. I don't want to have to ask you again and again and again. You should already know what you're here for. You should already know your fucking purpose, right? It's just to serve me. And you're gonna serve me until you fucking die. All right? So, don't open your mouth. All right, I'm just gonna... fuck. Yeah. Yeah. You want to use your tongue. You want to use your tongue. You don't want to just use your lips. You don't want to just, you know, just mash your fucking lips on my pussy like that. No, you're going to use your tongue. You're going to tongue fuck me, okay? Oh, fuck. Now, this time I have a bit of a larger knife. I got a butcher knife. I also got a machete if you need to. If you want to get a little smaller, I also got a scalpel. Right, whatever. I have all the tools needed to make you my little flesh slave. Okay, so go ahead. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Fuck. You already know how fucking horny I am. You already can feel how wet my pussy is. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. That's good. Just keep doing it. Did I ask you to fucking stop? Did I ask you to fucking stop? Huh? I'm gonna take this knife, I'm gonna drive it right fucking through you. You're gonna die right here, right now. I'm gonna put it right to your throat, and I'm just gonna just like that. You're gonna fucking die. Oh, fuck. And it doesn't matter because, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, that doesn't matter. Because when you die, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You think that's an escape when you're dead? You think you're gonna be buried somewhere in the ground? And, you know, where your family is, or wherever that your will says you're going to go? No, you're gonna be in my walls. I'm gonna keep you here forever. You're mine forever. That's what you don't understand. Just keep going. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Okay, that's enough. Oh. Oh, fuck. Okay. That's a good fucking boy. You're a good fucking boy for me. You're such a good boy for your fucking master. Okay. Oh, I know those wrists hurt. I know they hurt so much. I know your wrists are bleeding. I know you've tried to escape. Okay. Lean fucking back. I need that cock right now. I know you're not hard. What's it gonna take? To convince you, huh? What's it gonna take to convince you? A little bit of a cut? I can cut you. I can fucking cut you. I'll cut you right now. No. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't scream. Shh. You scream. Those screams are so good. I mean, maybe I'll let you scream. Scream as much as you want. Scream, scream, scream! Oh, scream for me. Scream as I fucking cut you. Cut your body up and down. Oh, look at all the blood. Look at all of the blood. Oh, you're bleeding so much. I'll take care of that. Don't worry. Alright, just let me... Let me get to your cock. Oh, you're gonna get hard. You're gonna get hard for me, alright? so all my victims experience. I give pretty good head. Has it for a I guess a going away party. Like, it's a bit of a going away party. I mean, you're gonna die tonight, right? What a way to go. Ooh, I love the way the blood looks all over your fucking body. Stop fucking squirming. Stop fucking squirming. As I cut you. While I suck your cock. How does it feel? It's a mix of pain. A mix of pleasure. You're scared, aren't you? Aren't you scared just a little bit? You didn't know that your night's gonna turn out this way. You didn't know that someone like me is so fucking obsessed with you. Blood's going all over your cock. Oh my god, it tastes so good. That's a good boy. That's a good fucking boy. Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad because one thing. All my victims know. All my victims go through. Oh, they never get to come. I'm not gonna make you come. I need you in this state forever, even in death. Just in limbo. Oh, no orgasm, because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. You're just a fucking worm. You don't deserve shit. You understand? You don't deserve anything. Oh, the only thing you deserve is to fucking die. So I want you to die for me. I want you to fucking die. Okay? So die. 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 No. How does it feel? How does it feel? The knife is just going right through your fucking body. It's just like butter. It's so sharp. Oh, look at the flesh. Look at all the flesh. Look at all the flesh coming out. Look at all the fucking blood. Look at all the... Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, my God. I just gotta touch your body. I just gotta touch your body. Oh, my God. I gotta feel your body. Oh, my hands all over you. My hands all over the cuts. Oh, my fingers just tracing all the fucking cuts. Oh, my gosh. It's making me go insane. It makes me feel so fucking good. It makes me feel so fucking good. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a good boy for me. You're such a good little fucking murder slut. Just die already. I'm just gonna. Oh, fuck your skin. Your blood. Your blood tastes so good. It tastes so good. And all of it tastes so good. I'm so excited that you're mine. I'm so excited that you're mine forever and never and never and never, never. You're never gonna leave. You're never gonna leave this basement. You're never gonna leave this basement. You're gonna die tonight. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my baby. My baby. My sweet baby. Oh, that's right. That's right. Just shh. Just die. Just die. It's okay. My little murder boy. My little good boy. You've been such a good boy. Why, it's such a shame. I wanted to play a little longer with you. I really did, but honestly, just the way you looked. Oh, just the way you looked at me. It sent me right over the fucking edge! And, oh, fuck. Oh, so good. So good, so good, so good. And just die. Just die for me. Just die for your master. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. Good night, my sweet good boy. My sweetest little slut. Good night. Sleep tight. Sweet dreams.